Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
Don Lemon is brought to you by the bold new Camry. One bold choice leads to another. Toyota, let's go places. From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, boy, oh boy. Charles Barkley.
Boy, oh boy.
He stirred up a hornet's nest over the weekend.
Well, unfortunately, as I tell my white friends, we as black people, we're never going to be successful. Not because of you white people, because of other black people.
Anytime you have to start something with, unfortunately, as I tell my white friends, you know, there could be some trouble coming. Barkley made those comments on a radio sports program after being asked about a report that states that some black Seattle Seahawks players don't really like QB Russell Wilson because he's too close to the team management and because, in their estimation, he's not black enough.
When you're black, you have to deal with so much crap in your life from other black people. It's a dirty, dark secret. I'm glad it's coming out.
Barkley talked about how black kids who focus on school and studying are often told by the quote, this is his quote, the loser kids, that they are acting white.
One of the reasons we're never going to be successful as a whole because of other black people. And for some reason, we are brainwashed to think if you're not a thug or an idiot, you're not black enough. If you go to school, make good grades, speak intelligent, and don't break the law, you're not a good black person.
Barkley says all black people who are successful go through it, and it's just unintelligent. Again, these are his quotes, not mine. Unintelligent black people, what they do to intelligent black people.
We're the only race that tell people if you don't have street cred, which, like, that means you've been arrested.
Right.
Like, that's a compliment. We're the only ethnic group who say, hey, if you go to jail, it gives you street cred. It's just typical BS that goes on when you're black, man. Don't waste a lot of time on it, please.
All right.
He often said N-word-ish.
I know. I was about to say. All right. Anyway, let me get through this. Clearly, misplaced criticism of black people by other black people is not the main cause for some of us not achieving. But in all honesty, I have heard a lot of black people have the crabs in a barrel. That's what he's talking about. Crabs in the barrel conversation in private and behind closed doors. Is that what makes some of his critics uncomfortable, or is the discomfort because there may be some truth to his statements?
He shouldn't say it in public.
He shouldn't say it in public. Some things you just don't say.
And he shouldn't say it to white people like that. It's not your fault.
Why not say it in public? Because it's true.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but it is true.
I didn't say it wasn't true. I said you shouldn't say it in public.
But let's put it out there and do something about it. And stop this ridiculous conversation. Like Don is saying, you don't talk about giving somebody street cred after they've been to jail. And as one, for all of my life, have been accused of talking white and not talking like everybody else. And Don, you know this. You cannot allow people to continue this conversation generation after generation and not bring it down to the people and make it stop.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe because it came from Charles Barkley.
Because it came from, right. Okay. But you know who I had this conversation with?
The same guy who said black women smell different.
Yeah, well.
They smell funny.
And you do use some really big words sometimes.
and we don't know what you're talking about. But listen, okay. I have this conversation with Reverend Al all the time. Reverend Al says, Don, I am an activist. You're a journalist. And me just telling the story, I can't have a bend on it, right, when I'm reporting on CNN. People will call me a sellout, an Uncle Tom, or whatever, just from reporting the facts. Reverend Sharpton, who is an activist, understands it, but a lot of people don't, and it gets old. It's like, aren't we done with this conversation? Black people are not a monolithic group.
We just don't want Charles Barkley saying this.
No, that's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, we need to talk about it. Yes, it needs to stop.
Who do we want to say it?
Not
Somebody's
Charles.
Somebody's got to say it.
Charles.
Would you be willing to? Would you be willing to step out there and
say
it?
Oh, I've said it.
No, I mean, but on a continuous basis and be the voice. I mean, you are the voice, so with this conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
And once we get past the jinx part, then we can really get down to something here.
To the unintelligent, monolithic means all the same.
That's that Morgan Park Academy, yeah.
Damn it.
I'm about to lighten that up a little bit.
Tom, you know it's true. I mean,
I didn't
listen,
say it
as
wasn't
I said,
true.
Not, it's
all
not
you
for,
just don't want Charles
not
Barkley
all
to be
of
the
us.
I don't want Charles Barkley saying it to white people in public.
But
well,
you know
we're
what,
not going to listen to okay. him, so he's
you know what people
somewhere.
Said? Shaw, he said it wrong. He shouldn't have said it in public, as we said. But he is right. Not, it's not all black people. It's not all true.
No.
That's not the reason for all black people not achieving.
No,
we know that. There's racism.
Not,
there's all kinds
not,
of
but
things.
But there's truth in what he says. And the whole crabs in the barrel thing has been.
It's true, too.
Yeah. It's that's
but
there's
true. Some things you don't say in front of company.
Mm-hmm. That's,
some things you don't do in front of company. Like, you
like
don't eat,
show up late.
Yeah, like watermelon in front of white people. I don't give a damn how good it is. Don't
that
touch
ain't Jake.
It.
Because here's the you Jake, don't, that that
you don't
N word
eat,
ain't
you don't eat watermelon in front of white people.
You don't eat
not with the rind on it.
Yeah. We love watermelon, but we don't
if it's
eat.
Sliced. If it's sliced,
it gotta be,
okay.
It gotta be
but,
cubed up.
But you heard. Wendy
you
Williams said,
up. You're right.
It's true.
Wendy says she will never eat a piece of chicken or watermelon on TV.
That's right.
And you know she loves chicken and watermelon. She's right.
You can eat watermelon in a bowl with a fork, but yeah. not off the rind.
Not off the rind.
Okay, you're not the spokesperson.
So you sure
I'm
you wanted
saying.
To do
can't
it?
Can't be the spokesperson.
Even Charles Barkley know that.
Even Charles.
All you Bama boys are the same, I think.
You just don't say it.
You just don't
in
say
public.
It.
In front of white people.
In front of white people.
Y'all crazy.